Yeah, we're going by the time that
All
finishes.
right, there we go. I think we in it. We should be good. How's everybody doing? We back, as you can see. We got everybody. Everybody. We doing good today. We got Jay back in the building. We got Vocab. We got Rod. And, of course, the Panda Pandemonium. How everybody doing today? Hope you're doing well. Hope your week's been well. What's been cracking? Jay, you've been missing, like we said, for a month of Sundays. Holla at me.
Man, I'm trying to catch up to y'all. My birthday passed October the 4th. I charity
yes,
tree
sir.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Happy belated. I mean, we said it at the time, but for everybody else, happy belated.
Yeah. A lot of things been going on, man. You know, gaming. Yu-Gi-Oh's been popping lately. Yu-Gi-Oh has been doing Yu-Gi-Oh things.
Good.
Yu-Gi-Oh has been doing Yu-Gi-Oh things.
You started
good to see.
Competing again, didn't you?
Yes.
You have one? While, I think you had some while we were going.
We had some. I've had some locals. I did average. I ain't do the best. I finally got some stuff that I needed. A new set dropped last week. Yes, last week. And when I say I got my money back and then some from that set, it was I bought three boxes.
Ooh.
And out of the three boxes, I made my money back in one.
Nice.
Okay, that's good.
I turned around and two cars that I had, I sold them for three more boxes. Mind you, where I was buying the boxes at, the boxes were $60 a piece. So that was like $180 with tax.
Oh. Wow.
So that means the two cars is worth $180.
Okay, okay.
Did you already
one
have
of them? Which is worth $150. No, I pulled them out the box. At the very first box, I pulled those two cards. Then I opened the rest of my stuff. I was still missing some things. So I took those two cards, sold them, and pulled some more. I pulled decent. It was still one card I was looking for. So I ended up selling two more cards and just two boxes. Mm-hmm. So out of that new set, I came out on top.
Good. It's always good. Always good.
Yeah.
Some water.
Yeah, I heard some interesting thing here, Jay. I was looking on my feed earlier. They bought Yatagarasu back. They made that legal again. Is that true?
Yes.
Dang.
The ban list now, okay, first and foremost, this was the softest ban list I've ever seen. Like, they didn't really touch too much. They hit a couple cards, but usually, you know, we think to see more. Not this time around. But last week's set and the set for next week are going to be big. They're going to be meta-changing. We had a YCS in Illinois Saturday, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Saturday. We had a YCS, and the funniest thing happened. Exodia top.
I saw that on TikTok. I was
the
like,
clip that's been going around
of Jeff.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Exodia top, and it was funny because me and my homeboy on Flea, we was talking about it. And he's like, watch prices of certain cards that he was using go up because he topped with a out. Not even Exodia is not even considered a rogue. It's just Exodia, and he really did his thing with Exodia that weekend.
Wow!
So I was like, I almost had a tear in my eye. I'm like, good to see the old cards can still be relevant. I was like, you know what? I respect it.
It was amazing.
That's what's up. I saw something. I think I dropped it in the chat. Somebody made a Pokemon gym for like a day.
Oh yeah, Wolfie Gliss. That was like a while ago too.
Was it? Okay, I just noticed that. What if somebody did that for Yu-Gi-Oh? Like, did a dual master gym like that?
I would love something like that. The only thing is, with tournaments like that, I would want it to be as close to the anime as possible. And when I say that, I mean not two or three people having the same deck.
Right.
Like, everybody bring your own thing. Like, because that's why I play zombies. I don't run into nobody playing zombies. Gotcha. I really don't. But I do have other decks. I have a Labyrinth deck. I have, I'm working on the Galaxy Eyes. I have a Nordic guy. But I would like a tournament to, like, first come, first serve. If you there, you the only person with that type of deck.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you, like, register your deck and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with that. That actually makes sense.
I can see that. You said it'll come early. I mean, I've been...
You send them to come early, pre-register. They give you send them to be more creative because only so many cards that you can... Like, we get it. You know, everybody had Monster Reborn and stuff like that. Stable cards, yeah. But when it comes to titled cards or name cards, you can't... Not everybody can have that card. So you got to come up with a deck on your own. I'm like, yeah, I will play zombies. I will be the zombie player.
I'll probably be Magnet Warrior. I'm like, I'm really starting to get good with the Magnet Warrior deck. Like, and I like decks with synergy. And I think I'm still working out the Link and Exceed monsters for it, but it's strictly just Fusion, Exceed. I'm not doing Pendulum. I do not like Pendulum. I thought about one Link card, the Blacklusted Soldier Link card.
Not a bad card.
But I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about adding it to the deck. I'm still testing it out. I don't know if I get enough situations where I can have enough monsters to bring it out yet with the Magnet Warriors.
How many monsters can you get on the field at one time?
I can probably get like three or four, but it just depends. I play more conservative. I like to play more conservative than I have the big ball to have that fusion.
Get a monster that's a level 7 or higher within those three or four.
You know what? I don't even think I just play. So honestly, I don't think I have any level 7. I just put it like a level 8 Exceed in the deck now because I was like, you know, I got Valkyrion, I got Berserkian. I'm like, I should have a level 8 Exceed card. I think I had a Galaxy Eyes in there too, a level 8. I think, actually, let me look at my phone real quick. I can double check. Cause I've been kind of semi using it in the Master Duels thing they got, the Duelist Cup. And I'm almost level 10. So I'm almost like 10 out of 20. Like 20, you technically qualify for a regional, I think. I forget how that works. Like, you technically qualify for something.
Play, but I don't be feeling like it.
I just play when I'm like, when it's slow at work. But hold on, I'm going to pull up my deck really quickly here on my phone.
I'm going to run the invisible deck.
See Bogart running like a, you know what, there is a, I think I can see like Bogart running like the six samurais or something like that. I can see him running something like that with like swords or something. Or Dark Magician because it's purple. I can see him do a Dark Magician because it's purple.
That was definitely my favorite card.
Wait. I'm going to do you one better. Just because I know Vocab, his favorite color is purple, I'm going to say Brandit because they are fusion monsters and all the fusion monsters are purple cards. And he like dragons.
Oh, he probably doing like a Blue Eyes. What's it? Blue Eyes. The Blue Eyes Dark Magician fusion deck. I've seen decks like that. That is crazy.
This is the new card that everybody is trying to get.
Compared to yesterday, wow. Is that ritual? Is that ritual link?
It's a link.
Okay.
So when I got the card, it was like $70-$80 over the weekend and went up to $100. I don't want to play it anymore.
Now we get to see live decisions.
Yeah. But it is a card that everybody can use. If you can get two monsters on the field, you can use this card. How the duelists
are feeling. How long okay, Jay, this is the mocks I got for the Exceed. I got the Galaxy Eye Terrakion Dragon in my Magnet Warrior deck because it's two level 8s.
Terrakion. You mean Talkion?
Yeah, am I pronouncing it? I always mispronounce it. Yes, yeah, number 107. Galaxy Eye Terrakion.
Yeah, or maybe they're just more like that because I put on the galaxy. Yeah,
as soon as he draws, he's gonna be able to resolve that crackdown and take the void over. And now
he has charged it, so he won't be
able to negate. Almost.
What you always say on the side was, "This is a nice start, regardless."
Those are watching the stream.
while we're talking about it.
Yes. Like I said, I'm still working the kinks out with this Magna Warrior Day. I'm still working out the kinks. I got the card limit to 45, so I got it, you know, mid 40s, so it's not too much. And I could probably cut this down to 42 if I wanted. If I really wanted to be that guy, I could probably cut this down to 42. But I'm just trying to find like good exceeds monsters that go with the Magna Warriors. I'm trying to say like Earth or Rock types. Like Galaxy, I just looked too tempting. I was like, you know what? I'll throw it on there just in case I run into a situation. Exactly. And then I'm also working on another favorite Yu-Gi-Oh! Staple, Gaia the Fierce Knight. I'm working on a Gaia the Night Day. I'm not doing the Blackluster Soulsman version of it. I'm doing just strictly Gaia and Crystal Dragon. It's kind of fun.
Fun deck to play if you're going second. That the deck's weakness is going first. You need to go second and attack. And I love it. I love it so much. It's just that one weakness.
Yeah, that's what holds it back. Like I just made it for fun, and then I saw a YouTube video going over lore, Gaia and Fierce Knight and Curse of Dragon. I was missing like three staple cards. I'm like, oh. But I was always doing decent with the deck, and I didn't know what a staple monster. That was still doing kind of like maybe a 60% win rate. I think it was like 60%. Okay, so we're trying to doing that high.
I mean, it's more than half. So I think in any card game, like in any battle game, if you're over 50%, you're doing decent. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because you're at least breaking even with your deck. Half you win, half you lose. I mean, in a battle, in a war, if y'all were at 150% of the war, you know what I mean? Like, you're at a stalemate. It's not a bad thing to be winning 60% of the time.
It's facts, because you're winning.
Right. And now we get to go
for the... Yeah, you're doing good. Like, yeah, that's why I like Master Duels. I really wish, honestly, I wish Pokemon Trading Card had a digital app. I really do. So I've been almost tempted.
They do.
Can you stay alive, Yuko?
I'm talking about a real good one.
They do. It just came out. Pokemon Trading Card just came out this year.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about that. I haven't played it yet, but I did hear about it.
I forgot. I honestly forgot. I don't know why I don't play, because I thought it was going to be on the Switch, and I think it's only mobile. I think it's either mobile or
it's
just...
It's been out for a while, though, because I know a homeboy of mine who's been playing it for a while. Like, tournament style.
It'll come.
It's more PC right now.
I don't know. It seems like missed money. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. It just seems like missed money right there.
Nah.
Like, Yu-Gi-Oh! I mean, Yu-Gi-Oh! You can play mobile. You can play on the Switch. You can play on the PS5.
You can play at home with friends and family, online against other trainers, or compete to earn championship points and try to be.
It is what it's called.
Here we go.
Main types of Pokemon in this game.
No, this isn't tabletop. This is actual. This is gameplay right here. To play on your
bench, stage one Pokemon, which can be played on top of basic Pokemon to evolve them, and stage two Pokemon, which evolve from stage one Pokemon. Check the top left corner of your card to see what stage your Pokemon
personally,
is.
Personally, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I was to get back into, like, Pokemon have different TCG games, and like Pokemon, like that, I would want to do it electronically. Like, there is something about having the card physically, tangibly.
We'll go more in depth on
you know
this
what I mean?
Later.
But if they could do like an Amiibo style thing where I could scan the card that I own into the game.
See, I would love that, but I'm gonna tell you what, why you cannot. They won't let you do that in Yu-Gi-Oh. Because they're not gonna make money off that.
Exactly.
I'm gonna tell you why.
I agree.
Because think about it. Think about it like this. They will find a way to just print off the card they want to have in the game that they can't afford in real life.
Yeah. You can
attach an energy because, like I showed you, that one card, one guy pulled three the same day I pulled that one, types of energy in order to and he sold all three of them
each basic
for 75 a piece.
One energy of its type or one colorless energy at a time.
Yeah.
Oh man, I remember playing Pokemon. The bench.
And I, like I said, I wish it was just more accessible because I feel like the Pokemon card game should be bigger than it is. Well, like I said, it could just be a me thing. I don't know.
Well, just you gotta think about it like this. There are so many TCG card games that come and go. But then you got the three that have never failed. You got Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and Magic the Gathering.
True.
That's fact.
Now,
and all they do is upgrade it.
You, have a basic Pokemon yes. In your hand now, see, I honestly, I like how Magic is with the rotation. I love that. It would never work. Yu-Gi-Oh, but I love it.
Right.
Never played Pokemon. I played Magic once or twice. But now that we got the new, I would say the... I'll say the B tier, you got Digimon, Vanguard, and One Piece.
Right.
During your turn, you may play
Vanguard been around longer than the other two.
Place Pokemon on your bench.
Then you got Digimon, then One Piece had one game and redid it. Now they got a new game that came out with last year, year before last.
That player adds a prize card to
and that's just I want to play One Piece. I'm actually buying One Piece stuff now. But it's just I'm not doing it in the same way I would buy Yu-Gi-Oh stuff.
Yeah.
You ain't doing nothing the way you would do
Yu-Gi-Oh.
See, that's the thing. So I was talking to some guys because they have One Piece tournaments since I was at Yu-Gi-Oh. And I was like, so what is the pull rate on a... You know, as One Piece box. Earlier, he told me the price. He's like, to be honest, you get a better pull rate. He's had, I'm going to say this, because it might be different for different people. He's had a better pull rate with One Piece than he has ever with Yu-Gi-Oh.
I believe it. Because they're trying to get the game out there. They're trying to get it restarted from what it was before. So they got to throw out some of them bigger cards, I think, to get people excited to play with those characters. So I think that right now they've got to make them more prevalent. And then eventually they'll back down.
I wish I had the picture to show you. So the
all I know is if I ever played One Piece and I didn't get a Zoro card, I'm quitting.
You can buy it. It's cheap. But here's the thing. So you know, just like any other card, you got rarities.
Yeah.
In One Piece, you got alternate art and rarities. So the deck that I want to run is the red paper lock. So the deck is not expensive. And you need a, what's it called, a leader card or a capture or something like that. So the cheap one is like 20 cents. It's under $1.
Yeah.
The most expensive was like almost $200. The other part, and I'm like, I want to get the other art just
to have it. Right.
Yeah.
Right, just to collect. I get it.
I wish I could pull up a picture. But One Piece might be my next venture. But I'm not going to jump into it like I did with you. Yeah, it's red, green, law leader card.
Tord is always up there, but there's one person.
See what we can get out. Here we go.
Everybody know. Me and Law, we tight. This and if one... anything happened to Law Oda, I can't see. I'm in the, what you call it?
Oh, here, hold up.
Well, I mean, they took my nigga.
That is the cheaper one.
That's the $2 one.
Yes, now you have the other one.
Here we go.
The other on art. It might not be almost 200 no more.
Yeah, 260 was going for here.
260?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to go beat up somebody, uncle, for that one.
Yeah, that one's going for 260.
You got to beat the nigga.
Never play it.
260? I ain't paying.
Are the attacks the same? Let's see here. If you have five characters, return one of your characters to your hand, then play up to one of your characters card. With a cost of five or less, different color than return character. Okay.
It's the same card.
Oh, so the exact same.
It's the ability. Same card. It's just different arts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. There you go.
Is this the My Hero Rumble, right?
I do want to do one thing because we did have a pass in this week.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Legendary. Mm-hmm.
It's my duty.
Roundtree.
To please that dude.
The OG gun.
The OG, the original Shaft. That man's.
The real.
Bruh. I pulled up.
He's been pimping since been pimping since been pimping.
Been pimping since pimping. Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. Like, I was sitting here like, how is this man? How?
I mean, shoot. 81. Let's all wish we lived to 81. Shoot. Tell you that much.
Man.
It's a good life.
But yeah, so shout out to Richard Roundtree's family. Hopefully they are doing as well as can be during this time.
Yeah. He said he passed from cancer, so cancer again. So
yeah, I mean, he probably been fighting with it, you know. Here we go.
Fuck cancer.
Good minute.
What Kevin Hart said? Tell cancer. He gonna die tonight.
Right. Who did it? Wow. It was cancer. You know what? Forget cancer. So here we go. For everybody, this is what he looked like. So one of his newer, more recent pictures. We got up here.
Yes, sir.
Old man was still killing the game. Still killing the game.
Following that Ron Isley model.
Right. It's like, I need to know whatever he was drinking and eating. I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
That man was a perfect example of black don't crack.
That's different.
So.
Doing something right.
There we go. Right. Y'all could have told my picture wasn't big enough.
Yeah. You turned it to the side, now it's full screen. Yeah. So. I wanted to hit that. Because that hit me. That I was like, hey, that one was a bit close.
I think I was streaming and it came up on my phone. I'm like, what? I'm like,
mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. For those who do not know, Solo Leveling is coming out with an anime.
Yep.
We've got two or three trailers that have been released so far.
We've been waiting for that for a while, ain't it?
Yep, supposed to be coming out January. It's going to be a two-core, and Studio A1 is doing it.
Okay.
So, shout out. Oh, I will be doing a video soon on YouTube about different studios and, like, what they've produced. So, if you don't know or if you've wondered and you're saying you're tired of looking it up, here, hopefully over the next month, I'm going to do one on every studio, every major studio. And kind of so you guys can put a name to some of the faces. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you'll know, like, if somebody say this studio made this, making this new anime, you'll know some of their body of work.
Right. So you have a good idea.
The resume.
Uh-huh. Yo, what is this? Believe... What? Yeah.
What was that?
Whoever she is.
Nice deal.
Wow.
That's going to be interesting.
That's all right now?
Yeah.
Oh. He's sitting here.
Deal. Not you said deal already. This man. Can't take him nowhere.
I'm sorry because I want Sakamoto Days to get an anime, but I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna let Solo.
No, I mean Solo came out first. I will give them that, but okay. I do think Sakamoto needs to come. Yes,
it do need to come.
That is definitely a necessity.
I also need to come.
Definitely.
I mean, even a Lusa Samurai. Even a Lusa Samurai got an anime. Come on now.
Oh, I have a question. Quick little question.
There is beard here all over my floor.
Yeah. But so this weekend, starting today, is AWA, Atlanta Week. I mean Anime Weekend Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
I am going Saturday. Do I do Law or do I do Static?
Static.
Okay. No. Because that static. Conversation's about to get deep, I just want to say happy birthday to Goku real quick.
OG Goku.
OG Goku, Grandma. She Thanks. Had a birthday, I think, this past week, if I'm not mistaken. So.
I think either Tuesday or Monday on birthday. Her birthday was just recent, too.
She's still Libra. It's okay.
Yeah. And I didn't know she was Kuraido from One Piece.
I was about to say, don't forget her One Piece
Yeah, I forgot about I didn't know that.
Hand it here.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait, who was she in One Piece again?
The doctor, Chopper's doctor, the chick.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The person Jamie Lee Curtis is trying to get Jamie Lee Curtis to do, which I think that they need to.
Oh, man, that means...
Jamie Lee Curtis her would be hilarious.
It would be meant to be.
Oh yeah, that was definitely meant to be.
That would be the next best casting to Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Yeah, I agree.
Ooh, that's a bold statement.
I agree.
I'm just saying. Go back and look. Yeah. Just go back and look all the time she done cosplayed as.
I got you.
You all fans watching, if you ain't following, follow. Let's hit that goal, 100 followers. We almost there.
Hold on, here we go. It's been, because she's been posting this every time she go to a con. I'm going to pull this up for y'all in main group here so y'all can see it in real time while I'm going. Let me see if they got a picture.
Oh, look at the Funko Pops.
Come on.
Who's that Pokemon?
Images.
It's Chomper.
Here we go, right here. Bow.
You see it?
Good block.
Oh wow.
You cannot say she is not her.
Damn. Jamie, thank you so much.
Thank you for my
once everything's done with the thing, she's like, yeah, we gonna make this happen. Once the strike's over, we gonna make this happen.
I said it once, I'll say it again.
The One Piece live action is going to be the reason the strike stops. I'm not gonna lie,
that'll probably be the best anime adaptation casting
okay
to date.
So, did y'all see the clip I sent y'all in the group chat?
Which one?
The one somebody did.
First and foremost, you asked us, did we see the clip? We send clips about 50 times a day.
It's like 100 clips a day. Touche. My bad. All right.
Specification.
I'll take that. To specify, we were talking about live action One Piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all see the one where it was a fan made live action that he did in like a month?
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
All right, give me a second. Y'all keep talking. I'm gonna pull it up here while we talking.
But, back to the voting. So I got one law, one static. So we're doing static
only
tomorrow.
Because, okay. Number one, you've done law before multiple times.
I did static too.
You have. But I've
done static recently.
How many days are you doing it though? Like, how many days are you going?
I spent the majority of my time money on cards, and I'm only going Saturday, but I am going to Trap Sushi.
I would rock law during the day and static to Trap Sushi.
I could do that because I'm wearing the same hoodie. All I got to do is only a hat and goggles. I'm just switching them out.
All right, so here you go.
I might do that. Let's see.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Damn it.
That title is fire. That title is fire.
Dude did his thing.
And that's live action.
No, he live CG'd it. Like, it's him. He made his own fan video.
No,
but it looks good.
Nah, it looks great.
And the way he did this.
He looks like, what's his name? What the fuck is his name? Oh, shoot.
Damn, is that Gear 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 5.
He went Gear 5 on
him. Oh, now he's just showing off.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody was watching. I wasn't thinking anybody touched Gear 5.
This is literally what happened. Hire the fucking episode.
Hire that man immediately.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, they better add me.
He did that.
I'm like, the writer department. On his own budget, what would he do with Netflix budget?
Right.
Right, but did he say how much he spent on it? That's the key question. How much did he spend on it?
You got to think about it like this. He did that on his own, though, still. Even if he did spend money, it still wouldn't be amount to what they did just for the Netflix season one.
Big facts.
Yeah, because Gear 1 and Gear 2 shouldn't be too hard.
Way easier than Gear 5.
So, well, all right, I will say this. The tougher ones will be the later ones. Snake Man, Rubber Man, Bounce Man will be...
I don't think Bounce Man is not going to be a problem, I don't think.
No, I just like Bounce Man, and I like saying it.
I don't think Bounce Man is going to be a problem. Snake Man, Mamba, yes.
Snake Man is going to be fire, bro.
That's going to be a problem. It's going to depend... So I think our gauge of what's going to happen with Snake Man is how they do
download it
too. Just because of the speed of it. Like, the Jet Gatling,
yeah.
Depending on how they do that, I think that'll give us an indication of how they're going to do the Mamba.
But I don't know if they do, though, because they was... The people who did the Netflix adaptation was smart because they knew what we was going to be looking for, and they waited to do it at a specific time because Luffy has done Gatling throughout the series, but we only saw him do it one time, right? Zoro only fought with all three swords one time, close to the end of the season. And they was doing stuff to, you know, to make us, like, wait for, like, where is everything? Yeah. But it wasn't bad. Like, when I saw him do Gatling, I'm like, that's not as bad
it's
as
not
I thought
as
it was
bad
going.
As gone. Yeah, I agree. I was okay with it.
It wasn't perfect, but...
But I think that's also why they cut out Creed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they were gonna do that move. I'm sorry. I don't know
what
they
were gonna do. The fight with Creed.
Certain things are just not gonna.
That axe.
That the battle axe he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certain things are not gonna translate to live action. Like, I know the Yu Hakusho live. I know the Yu Hakusho live action. If they ever get to the Dark Tournament, I can't see them doing Bui versus Hiei correctly. I can't see that being done correctly.
They have no choice on that one though. It's Dark Tournament. They've got no choice but to do that. There's no way around
it. That's a part of the series that made it what it was.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not mistaken, Dark Tournament is when people talk about best tournament arcs in anime, Dark Tournament is still in the top three.
Always. Yeah. So I don't.
Maybe they'll have the One Piece people do that particular fight. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. That might be a tricky fight to do live action. That might be tricky, but
oh no, you wasn't.
Who knows? Looking at
I don't know. I don't know if y'all heard about this. BioShock. Netflix is doing a BioShock.
I didn't hear about that.
I heard about
why?
That.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, don't get me wrong. If they do it on some horror suspense type, I can see it popping.
Hey, right.
Yeah.
Nigga,
Dane Little just made his first point. Shut up, okay. Dane Little just made his first points with the Bucks in their opener with a fadeaway.
Oh, that's up.
Yeah, they just sent me the notification.
Okay, I'm looking at the schedule now. I'm definitely going to a game this season, but
we still beefing though.
Oh, speaking of Dark Tournament. All right, I gotta ask. And I put this in the chat before. How far would Yusuke go against the Bleach captains and vice captains?
Okay.
I don't know. I don't have a dog in that play. I don't know.
So this is what we're going to do. Wait. So are we going to do vice, then captains? Or are we going to do for each one, he got to beat the vice, then the captain, vice, then the captain, vice, then the captain.
Vices, all vices, then all captains.
He makes it to Kenpachi. Kenpachi beats him.
All right. Hold up, and let me pull that image up here too, so they can kind of know.
Well, hold on. It's only one problem with that. Is the ones is on Yamamoto's vice captain.
All right, so let's look at this here. So we're starting off.
Name the matchups first.
So we're starting off with, is it Shiba?
Are you talking about the lieutenants? Okay,
yeah, lieutenants. My bad, lieutenants. Lieutenants, then vice captains, then captains.
I still say he makes two Kenpachi. I don't think he go past Kenpachi. I don't really see nobody.
Okay, where are we going at from the captains? Like, which line are you starting at from the captain? Are you talking about Ukitake, or are you talking about? Because I don't. No matter which direction he comes from,
what's the lineup?
We're starting from the low end of the high, which we're going to go to.
Okay. So we're going through the guards. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So lieutenant, I feel like he can make it through the lieutenants.
I can see that. The only lieutenant
is the first division lieutenant, strictly because I haven't really seen him do nothing. I don't know what all he can do. That's the only questionable one.
Nah, I think he's on body lieutenants. Because he's not a weapon user.
He's not.
So he gonna get in close and you know what I'm saying, he may shoot, but he gonna body. Now who's 13?
What's his name? The one that's always sick. I can't think of his name.
Okay, he's gonna get through him only because he's sick, I have a feeling. Like that, it's gonna be it's gonna be high diff, but he'll make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's gonna die.
Then you got
captains in order. Hold up, let's do this.
It's right there. It says it right there, bro. On top of each of their pictures, it's their number.
Oh, it's their number. Okay, cool. I didn't see it. Mayuri.
I feel like he wouldn't give him time to do shit. I feel like, Ichigo. I feel like if we're going with Demon Yusuke, I feel like Demon, he can take him out. He can take him out. It's only three captains only I feel like would give him a problem. And that's Kenpachi, everybody beyond Byakuya.
I still think the eighth will give him hell.
Eighth? Who's the eighth? Let me see. Well, yeah, I forgot. I thought he was. I don't know why I thought he was the fourth. Old girl's the fourth. I know she'd give him hell too.
Yeah, I say everybody above Byakuya, I agree with. But I think the eighth would give him. I forget his name, but him with them foxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kenpachi, I feel like he'll be Hisagaya. I don't know why. I just feel like he'll be Hisagaya.
I can see it. I can see it.
And it's not even updated. It's the old one.
Nah. The one behind. Oh, this is the original 13.
Oh, wait. Hold up. So are we doing them at this time?
This time. Not now.
If we're doing them at this time, I put him up to Byakuya.
He's not getting past Byakuya, bro.
That's what I'm saying. To Byakuya. That's it. If we're doing them,
I still say the A captain could take him. That's just the one that I say. But other than that, though, I agree.
Okay, I got a question. Does Yusuke heal, or is it just like a, like, what's that move to smash
where we just keep playing? Yeah. I would love to heal between matches.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like Yusuke and Kenpachi had the same fight they had in the dark tournament with the knives on their feet.
That was such a good fight.
That was a great fight.
It was a great fight.
So I do agree with that.
Top five most original fight in anime. Now, top five.
Now, I will say this, though. What I would want to see is Ken Urameshi takes on the Gotei 13. That'll be a different story.
No.
You don't think it will change a little bit?
Oh, I know it will change. He's not getting that one. He's not making it through the lieutenants.
I mean, even with Kurama smarts and I don't know.
Yusuke non-demon?
Wait. Hear me out, dude. Hear me out.
Okay.
I'm talking about all four, well, five, because you got, is it four or five? You got the boys and you got Genkai.
Oh, you're talking about the crew? I thought you were just talking about Yusuke.
No, team, you're a Meshi.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I said a team. Team. Whole
oh,
team.
That's different.
Okay, that's different.
That's why I said that's different.
Yeah. Team, you're a Meshi. Well, okay, because we're not doing one-on-one fights at this point. Like,
we're not doing one-on-one.
Who are we grouping? Who are we grouping on Bleach's side?
Well, if it's five versus it's five.
Hold on, it's 13.
It 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, they had five.
Okay.
It was the boys and Genkai.
So we'll do five. We'll do the first five. We'll just count them down like that.
So the first five lieutenants.
Yeah, first five lieutenants on the bottom. We'll start from not the chick, the 13th.
13. Yeah, I see.
I think.
Yeah. So yellow to yellow, basically.
Yeah, yellow to yellow.
Yellow to yellow.
Can none
take Dragon
fight.
With Doctor Slime?
Let's be
can
honest.
None take Dragon with Doctor Slime?
Ninth could. I think ninth would fight EA.
Fight EA or beat EA? That's the question.
I'm not gonna say beat, then but fight him. That would be the fight.
Okay.
I think they're gonna get wiped. This first five is gonna get wiped.
I'm looking at the captains now.
You got Renji in there. One.
Renji versus
three,
Red versus Red. Red versus
from
Red. Karama taking Renji.
Blue, purple. From blue to purple, basically. They're taking it again because Renji's the only battle they're going to have. And then
okay.
After that, you're going between. The last two lieutenants, and then going into captains.
So,
including Kenpachi, they're not making that third round.
They might not make that one. I won't get that one. It'll be a fight, right?
Yeah, they'll make it. They'll make it through the lieutenants, but they're still not making it through as just base level. We're not talking about Yoko Kurama, right? We're talking about base level Kurama, EA. And Yusuke.
Hold up. Wait. Think about it, though. When did we get Yoko Kurama? What round of the tournament was it?
Ooh, good point. Ooh, I see where he's going.
Was that what,
Third round? Wait a minute now.
Wait a minute. That's right.
Yeah, but you said base level, though, as well.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, we doing this in tournament format. 5v5, right?
Okay, yeah.
Now, let's say we do. We get the so third round. What we get in the third round? We got Yoko Kurama. We got Dragon of Darkness Flame Absorb.
Yeah.
What else do we get? Did Cool Bar get any power ups?
No. Nope.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I could do that. Did that work on here? Hold on, did that work on here?
No. Cool Bar didn't get his power ups after the Dark Tournament.
Yeah, Korbar basically he did the sacrifice play.
You gotta think about it. Yusuke wasn't even at full power until after Genkai died.
True.
I mean, but that was like last round.
Yeah, that
and
was
it, even in this last round, he's not making it.
No, he's not making it. He's not making it. He's
not
making
gonna
it.
That's happen.
Right. I'm sorry. I love him. I love him all, but they're not
like,
making it to the last one. Don't...
Even Demon Yusuke versus Cap, like first captain? No. You do not fight old men in anime. We know this.
True.
That's not gonna happen.
Look, it's two things you don't fight in anime. You don't fight old men and you don't fight kids that look like they ain't got nothing to live for.
Man.
Oh damn.
Ain't that it? But yeah, so I kind of wanted to throw that out there. I thought that was funny.
But I have to go help Waldo with some stuff, y'all. I will catch y'all later.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll probably wrap this up early because I know he's got a Phil Cap's got to leave in.
That's at 9.
I know. So we got another hour.
Yeah.
So if you're
hold it down for
roll back, but if not, we'll probably roll out around. Hey.
We got a roll, so I ain't gonna be back by then.
Okay, gotcha.
But all right, I didn't show my face. But next week, y'all will have my undivided attention.
We got ooh, you.
Say
we
less.
Got you. Catch up with you later.
He's out with the balloons. You know yeah. What? I gotta learn how to do that stuff.
You got iPhone?
Yes. Yeah.
What you got? iOS 17.
I guess I don't know. I just update when it updates.
Give me a thumbs up real quick. Give me a thumbs up real quick. Make sure you see your whole hand. Oh. Back your hand up.
I'm on my laptop, not my phone. That's
right. Oh, that's why.
Never mind.
Oh wow, not it rained.
Oh no, right, he out there dancing a little sleep now.
Hold on, I got more from you.
Oh wow.
You a fool.
That is kinda cool.
I'm out.
All right, Ember.
He's gone.
All right, cool. Well, we at least got him in here for a little bit, so that's good. Let's see here. What else we got? Didn't somebody retire in the NBA recently?
Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
Good old Iggy, man. After 19 seasons.
I didn't realize he was around that long. I was like, ooh, man.
Yes, sir.
I was like, I don't know if he might be a borderline Hall of Famer. I don't know if he can get in.
He's Hall of Famer.
19 seasons, though? Four-time NBA champion?
Now he's a Hall of Famer for sure.
You got to get something there. Like
that's... The only thing is, though, they can't give Iggy Hall of Fame until they give Chauncey Billups Hall of Fame.
This gentleman right here. For those who don't know, there you go.
That's the only thing is before they give Iggy Hall of Fame status, they got to give Chauncey Billups Hall of Fame.
Chauncey's borderline too. They're both borderline.
Yeah, made it yet. So once they bring Chauncey into the Hall of Fame, then they can bring Iggy in.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but I mean, 19 years. I mean, that's a good career.
That's a heck of a career. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Got four rings. Played with the Sixers. The
and he got an MVP.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a good career. That is a good career. Hey, Volke, let me ask you a basketball question. You think this is LeBron's last season or not?
No. We all know he's waiting for Bronny, so he gonna wait one more. Bronny coming next year.
Yeah,
he gonna wait. He already said it. He was like, before he retired, he need to play at least one season with Bronny. So when Bronny coming, he gonna get drafted. Even if he don't make it as a lottery pick, he's gonna get drafted.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna be LeBron's last season. But the way he's playing, he's fine, bro. He can go. He can keep going. He's getting older, but he's still playing like a madman.
Oh, decent. That's the thing. I just like, I worry about LeBron. I don't know why I'm worrying about this with LeBron, but I feel like the longer he plays, you know, just like quality over quantity. You know what I mean? Like, I think LeBron's probably the exception to the rule, but like a lot of big...
Still quality. Yeah.
I don't know. I worry about that. I know he wants to be known as the GOAT, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like quality over quantity. Like when it comes to the GOAT conversation, I like the number one thing with me personally is just like quality over quantity. Like Jordan is the GOAT. I mean, take out that. Yeah. He had that Wizards season, but I mean, other than that, I mean, still GOAT.
We don't talk about
that. We don't talk about that. That don't happen.
We don't count it against his legacy.
As much as
people respect Kobe, I still say he stayed maybe 2-3 years too long. My honest opinion, I think he stayed.
He did. 2-3.
That's my honest opinion.
So I got a question for y'all in that situation. When people say that somebody stayed too long, right? Do you feel athlete knew?
No, she jumped over it.
Gone earlier. And if so, now this is complete hypothetical here on this one, right? If so, what do you feel would push an individual to push themselves that much farther if they already think that they've hit their time? Like, what do you think the reasoning could have been in their mind to keep going?
Some is passion, some is money, some they don't know anything else to do, honestly. It depends on the person.
If they're a quality player and they haven't won a ring yet, that'll make them continue.
Okay. That too. Like, okay. I mean, who last thing? Like Vince Carter. Like, I forgot he was in the league for 21. I was like, wait, Vince Carter's still around? I was like, wow. I think he just didn't, when did Vince retire? Like last year or year before last? When did Vince retire? Like 2 years ago?
21. Yeah, I think it was 21.
Three? Yeah. It was on the
I love Vince though.
I'm surprised he lasts. I'm like, oh wow, he ended up having a good secondary career as a bench player. I mean, some players they're good as like a main star superstar, and then they still have enough skills to be in the league, and then they just transition to be a good bench player. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Reason I mean, didn't you...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Ben. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
You good? Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say like. Certain players, it like say they got the passion and stuff, the love for it. I was just thinking about Udonis Haslam. I mean, he just retired last year too. 20 years.
Yeah, Haslam.
I'm thinking some of these players, they see they're nearing 20 and they just want to get to 20 just to say they hit 20, which I can see too. I can see that.
Like, I wonder if it's just part of his contractual.
That too.
You know what I mean? Like, if they may feel that they have hit their prime, but if they're still, they got 2-3 years left in the contract or, you know, something like that.
Well, you never retire right after your prime. Like, you always got at least like 4 or 5 years after the prime is done. Because your prime comes at like 27, 28-ish. And like around that like 27 to like 30 is like your best years in the NBA.
Mm. True.
And then you usually miss it to like 34, 35.
I mean, to leave at 35, let's say I left at 35.
Yeah.
That's still younger than I am right now.
Yeah, me too.
With the bag,
it's younger than all three of us.
Hold it, with the bag secured. For the rest of your life.
Yeah. What's it called? James Harden, I think, is 34.
Yeah.
Maybe 35 now, and he has amassed $330 million.
Right.
Ooh. Man, people roasting him on TikTok. Oh man.
Yeah, because he's wilding right now. But you know.
He out of pocket, but he is out of pocket right now.
Yeah, he's 34. So.
Yeah. So. Just
and last I checked, it was like 330. It might be a little bit more than that.
Yeah, 34. Yeah. And he's on. I don't know when. Go ahead, Panda. Sorry. Oh no, I was just saying he is 34. I'm just saying he's just out of pocket right now. He needs a hug or something. I don't know.
You say he need a hug?
Maybe a stripper hug. I don't know.
He needs a hug or something. I had to throw the picture of Elena up here real quick. She had some one piece drip that she was sporting the other day before her game.
Oh yeah.
So with the Luffy jersey shirt.
No, go home with the Luffy, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, one piece just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean, you got the WNBA champs rocking it.
So I had to throw that up there real quick since we was on a little NBA kick.
And shout out to Las Vegas, the Aces for going back to back.
Yeah, they did.
But before we finish off this basketball tangent, Vocab Panda, Chicago Sky got a new coach. I'm gonna throw a name out here. This might ring some bells to y'all. Teresa Weatherspoon's the new coach for the Chicago Sky.
Wow.
That's what's up. So you know what, WNBA games will be very interesting next season, and I'm definitely want to go.
That's definitely gonna be worth it.
That Chicago Sky versus Vegas. That's Chicago and Vegas. I mean,
yeah,
that might be a good game. Throw that out there.
Yeah, Hall of Famer. I mean, you can't go wrong with it.
I mean, Teaspoon versus Becky Hammon as coaches. I gotta see that.
That lineup is gonna be ugly.
There's a lot. Teaspoon, you know.
That's gonna bring a lot of people back just to watch that matchup. I can see it. Like,
that's gonna end up being the rivalry. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out to them. Shout out to Chicago. That's a great hire. That's a great. I didn't know she wanted to coach. That's a great hire.
Oh yeah.
If they ever got Dawn Staley to come to the WNBA, forget it.
That's what I'm waiting for. She's my GOAT. Dawn Staley is my GOAT, my nigga.
If they get her,
nobody says. Dawn Staley is my female GOAT,
man. I'm surprised the WNBA team hasn't targeted her yet. I'm still surprised. You
know what
I'm
look what she did for fucking college, bro.
Oh, yeah.
As a coach in college, like, she's fucking... They went undefeated, like, 5 times or some shit, bro.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just surprised. I'm surprised you haven't heard no inkling or anything about a WNBT wanting to go out there.
It might legit be that some she's been approached and she just wanted to shut it down. Because what she's accomplishing at the college level is insane, bro.
Not to mention, who's gonna throw out there if I wanted to get somebody of that magnitude, I'm not gonna put it out there for other people to get the same idea if they ain't thought about it on their own, like. Why would I give them the information?
True. Oh, just something to throw out there. Just something to throw out there. Just something to think about.
No, I agree. That would definitely be problematic.
It looks like from what I'm seeing, like I did watch a little bit of the WNBA final. It feels like WNBA is finally getting that push. It finally like they're starting to get that momentum finally, which I think is a good thing. And they can, yeah. So hopefully, I guess I'm gonna definitely try to make sure I watch a little bit more games in the season. They better market the hell out of that game, that matchup. They better market the hell out of that matchup. All right, but that's it for basketball. That's all I had to say. I just wanted to shout that out there while we were talking about it.
Since we're talking about people being bought by people, bought out and stuff, y'all heard about that Blizzard Activision buyout?
Ooh, that's why that went through.
That finally went through. Yeah, bro.
Yes, I fucking know.
That's gonna be a whole $68.7 billion with a B.
Yeah, with a B.
I thought the European Union would have put the kibosh on that, but they got past Europe. Not sure how, but they got past Europe.
What is Blizzard's biggest game? Hold on.
What is it? Overwatch?
That's one of them, I know.
World of Warcraft, Overwatch.
World of Warcraft, Overwatch, Diablo. But that dropped. You know what? Bet money. Diablo 4's loss probably is what helped seal the deal with part of that. Because Diablo 4 did not perform like people were expecting it to. Like, they're just with the season 2 that just came out, they're trying to re-get people back into it. Like, most of the people, I'd say probably like 40 to 50% of the fan base dropped off the game within like 2-3 months.
Oh, that's bad. But wait, question: did Baldur's Gate come out after Diablo 4 or at, before? Before or after?
After. Baldur's Gate came out
after third.
Yeah, after. Now Blizzard also has World of Warcraft. So
yeah,
there's that.
That's never gonna die.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with that. StarCraft, like all the PC games that people have been playing for forever. StarCraft. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Diablo. Yeah, they're not. There's like 15 different World of Warcraft updates, and then Overwatch is the big recent thing. Hearthstone, they've been playing that for forever.
And then Diablo series is a thing.
So, like, all of these, Blizzard, as much crap as people talk about them, Blizzard has some of the most consistent, they're like Mario. Like, they have some of the most consistent players, player base out there. So,
and they got their fans, that's for sure.
Yeah,
they got their loyal fans, and as for a gaming franchise, that's all you need is your loyal fans.
Oh yeah,
I mean
that's literally
the loyal ones will still come out no matter what it is. The loyals will come out.
So
I bought Sonic and Mario the same weeks.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Right. And then it's one of those we gotta see.
Hell, Mega Man come out, I buy that day one too. Shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Capcom ain't messing with Mega Man like that anymore. Speaking of gaming stories, I'm not sure if you guys heard about this gaming story about Mortal Kombat. I don't know if you heard about this story, but they had a special Halloween.
I'm playing right now.
Okay, you know they got the special Halloween fatality.
No, I just did.
Yeah, and they're doing what Capcom did with the Ninja Turtle skins. So it's like they're charging for that. They're charging for a fatality.
Everything nowadays is a.
But it's in game. It's in game currency, so it's fine.
But, oh, like, okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
So that's all I was able to get because I only bought skins for Kenshi, Kung Lao, and Ashura. So I had like 10,000 Mortal Kombat coins just chilling. So I was like, yeah, I'll grab it real quick.
Okay,
I ain't grabbing the skins though because the only skins they had was Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and Melina. And I was able to fuck with them like that.
Man, I'm still kind of mad at Sub-Zero from story mode. Low key, I'm still kind of mad at Sub-Zero.
I'm pissed. But at the same time, I saw it coming because it's not B-Han, bro.
That's true. Like, it's not the Sub-Zero we're thinking. Right,
so quick spoiler for anybody who, you know what I'm saying, if y'all not paying attention, this is a spoiler for the Halloween fatality, so.
The sting of your failure still hurts. Ow.
I gotta get back into Mortal Kombat after I finish all these platformers.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'm killing that shit right now. I just beat the game again just now.
I know. Oh, wait a minute. With the pumpkin. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Is it the same thing? Or is it different people that they got it doing?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay, it's just different people doing it. Okay.
Yeah, I literally just did it one time because I was like, alright, let me see it. And I was like, I ain't doing this shit again because I love my regular fatality. Nigga, can't she be slicing these niggas up, bro?
Yeah. I think even go through the story. I think the best person I played with was Scorpion, and maybe it was kind of good. I might have to go back, like when I really sit down and go into Mortal Kombat. I think either I'm a Scorpion main or a Keiichi main. Like, I can't mess with Sub-Zero on principle, just on principle.
Not on.
I'm a Kenshi main, but y'all knew that. And then I'm a fucking Ashura is my 2, and Kung Lao my 3.
Mm.
I came into the game thinking Kung Lao was going to be my 2, but I fucking love her. She is disgusting. Tanya is also disgusting. I just don't be playing with her, but I've played with her a couple times, and she is insane. Hey, I got the top score on the leaderboard for the tower.
Oh, nice.
Hey, okay, did Omni-Man come out yet or not yet? Did he come out yet or no?
He hasn't popped up on my joint yet, so I don't know.
Gotcha.
Right, I know the DLC fighters are around the corner, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
For those who are looking at this is also Kaiju 8 the trailer that's supposed to be coming out here soon on Crunchyroll. I think they're talking about April for that.
Oh, wow.
Kaiju number 8. So that'll be another... a very interesting watch.
Yeah, I've been hearing good things about that. I was hearing good things about that. So
the other one, this one is one I'm interested in coming up is Bye Bye Earth. Basically, Chick is the last human, and she's trying to I think she gets teleported somewhere where she's the only human, and she's trying to get back. I guess it's my understanding. So, yeah.
But I would say something. I don't want our fans to think I'm a chauvinist pig.
Okay.
Oh, we will leave it alone then.
Leave it alone.
It has nothing to do with her specifically. It's something else.
You're fine. And then also, there is Undead, the Unwanted Undead Adventure.
Never mind, I gotta watch Undead Unlock. That's on Hulu. Surprisingly, that's just Hulu only, not on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, that is on Hulu. I still haven't gotten around to it because of that. I'm like, ugh. The one thing I don't have. I think I have it. It's just on... Correction, no, I have it. It's not signed into on the TV, and I don't remember the password.
Lord.
Dude, it's like 15 different devices in the house that got it. Like, you got the Roku sticks, you got the TVs that have it, you got the game systems that got stuff on there. So I just rotate TVs to whatever device got it. I know that's bad, but yeah. Oh, man.
Makes sense.
But yeah, this season's anime, though, has been coming out nicely. If you have not, I'm just going to go through kind of the lineup here on Crunchyroll. So we had the new Spy Family second season came out. Dr. Stone New World. Frieren, I'm still trying to get into it. I don't have much to say yet about it. It seems it's okay. So we all know how elves last forever, right? They live a long time. So basically, she was part of the hero's party. They defeated the demon lord. And then now they're all 80-year-old men that are dying. And she's like, yo, y'all, dude, I just left for like 80 years. What's wrong with y'all? Why y'all old? So.
Right.
And she's about to go on her own little mission now. So there's that. I don't know. Do you have anything on Dr. Stone? I'm still trying to catch up, so I haven't gotten to see the new season yet.
I've watched a little bit. Like I said, it just started too, and then it just started. So it's like they're trying to rebuild every. Well, let's see. The end of the last quarter, everybody except one person, one or two people got turned to stone. Thankfully, Senku wasn't one of them. But they're just based on what I watched. They're just trying to unfreeze everybody so they can take on that other island. So they're still trying to fight that other island. So.
Okay.
That's a big portion of the story. Gotcha. That's probably the big portion of that season.
As far as Spy Family goes, they are continuing the mission with everything. There is a thing with Lloyd looking more buff in his animation. He was a more slender cat at first, and now he got a little bit of muscle tone to him. So I don't know if that was an intentional move that they did or what. But there is a kind of a new muscle tonage that you'll see when you see him. Storyline, though, is progressing quite well for it. It's kind of speeding up a little bit. There's only like 3 episodes currently new. Now, this one I was worried about. This is Shield Hero number 3. That's right, season 3. I was worried. Because Rising of the Shield Hero season 2 disappointed.
I love it.
It disappointed me. I'm sorry.
It was disappointing, but it was still good.
It was decent. It was. I'll give him that. Season 3, though, did pick up with the same energy as number 1, though. I feel that's like it picked up with the same energy as number 1. There's only like 3 episodes in, and we already fighting people again. People trying to take over his territory, and he bashing heads. So I think it's on a good track for the next one. I think season 2 was kind of a lore season that they had to build into some stuff. And so season three going forward, I think we'll have a lot better cadence moving forward. So that's just the hope that I've got as of right now. I have not seen the new stuff with Goblin Slayer. Was it the new season that's out?
Did it drop already? I don't think it came yet.
Let me see.
Yeah, Goblin Slayer season 2 is out. It's 3 episodes in.
It's on my thing, but I just
I've not seen that yet. I don't know where that's fallen, so I'll get back to you all when I do have that information for you all. I've never watched The Ancient Magus Bride.
I've seen season 1. It was pretty, it was different, it's different. Like if you like something a little off the wall, yeah, you might like Ancient Magus Bride. It's a different take.
Might be similar to it, like a similar vein.
I said it's been a while since I watched, but I don't know. I don't think that's a good question. Okay. It just looked kind of interesting with the Tolkien skull, and there's like some semi like BDSM stuff. But I'm just gonna stop right there because
okay, I'm gonna have to look into that. Sorry,
I'm gonna stop right there.
You said BDSM. Sorry, is it?
It's a dynamic, but I'll leave it at that.
It's a dynamic. It's a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. Yeah. You got it. If you don't know, I'm gonna need y'all.
There's a dom sub kind of dynamic, okay. But if I remember correctly, but it's not what you're not. You're not gonna see.
It's not too deep.
Whoops. It's just like subtle. It's like it's very subtle. Think like. I'm trying to think of a good comparison. I can't think of anything that could draw a parallel to it. Like, I don't know. Vocab, maybe you can help me out. I
watched like 3 episodes of Magnus Bride and I was like, oh, this is not what I thought it was.
I got through 7 episodes. I know it's like a dynamic. It's like a master slave dynamic.
Okay.
I do remember that much.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Probably
that's
the
cool.
Best way I can do
it. If anybody's watching has watched it, feel free to drop some info about it in the chat.
I remember he just I know that the show kept going. It was like he wanted to he bought her as a slave, but then he started seeing her more as an equal. That's probably the best way I can describe it. Like he
okay.
Something like that.
I see that.
Maybe like Beauty and the Beast, I guess. I don't know. I'm drawing blanks here.
I'll look into it some more. Now this one I'm excited for. If y'all have not seen Shangri-La Frontier, you need to watch Shangri-La.
Yes, sir.
Hands down. It goes from 0 to 100 like the first season of Rising of the Shield Hero. I'm going to put it like that. Without the drama, it's just straight up. Oh, we playing video games? Oh, we gaming. Okay.
we gaming.
Like, dude, basically is going. He plays trash video games just to beat them. Like, it's kind of he's an achievement hunter. And then he goes into one game that is a AAA title, basically, and he's like, "Oh snap." This is for real. Like, you got to watch it. It's great. 4 episodes in and I'm already like, I got to watch the next. I'm waiting. I don't wait weekly for shows. You know how we normally do. I'll give it a couple weeks. Even One Piece, I'm at the point where I'll give it a couple weeks before I catch up. This one, I can't do that. I can't. Like, as soon as it drops, I'm on it. So... Faraway Paladin. The premise of the first season was is back though. Have you seen it in the second season yet?
It's on the watch list. Okay. I've been busy, bro.
I feel you.
Listen, I have 20 anime that are just sitting.
I feel that.
And this is now, mind you, because y'all know the way I watch anime.
Right.
A 20 minute is sitting there and I'm watching. I just finished like 12.
Right.
I'm in the middle of finishing another 4. And then I got the ones that are like moving right, weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's still 20 that just ain't been like, I went back to touch them for like 5 seconds so that they moved up to the top of the watch list.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. That was that.
Yeah. I feel that.
Matter of fact, the one you put me on at Dragon Con is there. The eye nigga, the blood blockade.
Yeah.
Watched one episode. I watched 2 episodes. And then it sat because I was watching other shit and I was like, I'm gonna get back to it. And then adding more shit. I just moved a bunch of shit back up. Like, nah, my shit look crazy. Good. My shit look crazy right now. Son.
It's all good. Oh, but yeah. That faraway paladin is basically kid was born into this world and was raised by basically humans that were turned into deities. Is the best way to
they were the best of the best. Yeah, they were the best of the best.
Yeah, but like he was like one dude was like the best sword fighter, like warrior in the land. The other was the best sorcerer. The other was the best cleric. And this kid randomly gets reincarnated in this world and is raised by him. Right. Yeah.
No, he's a sage, really.
So that's what happens. And they raise this kid till it's time for them to go. And now he's out there exploring the world by himself.
Yeah.
So
nasty. Is that so he don't even know he's going to be in, but he is.
Yeah. Let's see here. Jujutsu Kaisen, of course. JJK always comes with the fire. That's just a given. I've not seen Butarebe. Butarebe. Basically, the story of a man who got turned into a pig. He got reincarnated into a pig. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to watch that one. I don't know how I feel about that.
But that's messed up.
I did like
is that those... person.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
What is it,
Ryan? I was just thinking, is that worse? Is it worse to be reincarnated as a pig or Yamcha?
I don't know, bro. Like, is it around Thanksgiving dinner? Because, I mean.
Or summertime down south?
Right. Like, are they fattening me up for next year? I don't know.
Yep. Come through.
But other than that, like, I did see Reincarnated as a Vending Machine.
Nah, I haven't seen that one.
That's actually pretty big.
Are you blind?
Yeah.
So.
You did not come back, did you?
Let's see here. I shall survive using potions. I haven't seen that yet. So I don't
know
what that was all about. And then I think I've not seen. Oh, Berserk of Gluttony, I have seen. That's like another one.
That's
like a weekly thing. I was
like, that nigga not coming back.
It is legit. Basically, dude has...
I'll put the lock shit that like
think of a curse skill, right?
And so when we got
most people who have gluttony, like a gluttony ability, like, they have to eat constantly. Right?
Just
he basically thinks that, oh, this is all that I got. I'm good. I don't need anything else. You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no. The gluttony skill wasn't about food. It was about souls.
Oh, okay.
So he accidentally kills somebody on a spear because, like, he was on guard duty, right? And dude was running out, and he speared the dude that was running out of the castle. He was a criminal, which is cool, but all of a sudden it said gluttony skill activated and start giving him powers.
Oh, what you talking about? Berserk of Gluttony?
Yes.
How did I know? Because it's one of the ones.
Yes. That show right there is another one.
After I finish this tower, I'm going to turn the computer. I'm going to pull up my fucking country road, and I'm going to turn the computer so y'all can see what the list is.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen any of these that I'm looking up here. Oh, Kingdoms of Ruin, I have watched. This one is another good one. Basically, witches. So there's God. God gave power to the witches to help the humans, right? Uh-oh. Humanity was like, the Kingdoms of Ruin.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, God gave the power, his power to the witches to help the humans. The humans, being freaking humans, said, oh, forget them. We don't need witches. We got science. And so, by the time they finally made a smartphone, they said, screw all the witches, had a witch hunt, and offed every single one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That sounds about right.
Sounds like humans, right? Yeah. Quite human, ain't it?
Yeah. very human.
Very human, right? Why are we like this? Like, that's a problem.
Because we're human.
Oh, my God.
Because we're human.
It is annoying. Oh, but...
I would say white people, but I know black people will be guilty of it, too.
We do. Here's the messed up part of this, right? So the last witch had a human boy that was her apprentice. She raised him. The other witches raised this kid. They thought, oh, we're going to keep this kid alive because he's human. We're going to learn how he know how to do magic. Yeah, somebody let him out after about 15 years of being in a no daylight incubation slammer. And my man wrecked shop from here on out.
Yep.
It's lovely. It's lovely. It's so lovely.
It is.
So there's that one. We got a lot of VR MMOs games this year, this season. A lot of people going in, not staying there, being locked in, but the life outside of the game and in the game. They're starting to switch toward that dynamic, I think.
That's pretty cool.
Playthrough of a certain dude's VR MMO life. Dude basically was like, yo, I'm not trying to be part of the in crowd with this game. I'm just coming in. Yeah. I work all day. I just want to casually game, right? So I'm going to get all the skills that don't nobody need. I'm going to get medicine. We got potions. Don't nobody need medicine, right? So I'm going to get medicine. I'm going to get a bow and arrow because who fights with a bow?
That was on there too.
The archer sucks, right? No one puts an archer on their squad, right? They want the holy knights and all of that. So he does all this stuff. He's like, oh, my fighting style is kicking. I don't punch. I don't fight. Kicks are horrible. They take too long. I'm good. Why does thing after thing happen in the game and he becomes like the most needed person in the game? Like the NPCs run out of potions. How do NPCs run out of potions, my guy? And so now he's the only person that that has the medicine skill. He out here selling medicine $100 a bottle. It's all bad. It's all bad. It's a good show. Very good show, though. The Saint's magic power is omnipotent. If you have not seen it, I think it's going to be a good watch. I have not. I've started like two episodes in, but there's a clip going around. It says the most real reaction to being Esekied or Isekied. First off, can somebody tell me how you say that word? I always say Eseki. I hear Isekai. I don't know.
I say it. All the ways, nigga. I say Sekai.
Right.
I say Sekai.
Like,
Seki.
If I could get that pronunciation, that'd be appreciated. Anyway.
Did I read y'all the poem?
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did?
Hunter, which one?
I wrote a Sekai poem.
Is it PG-13?
Judges?
I have to ask him these questions.
It is. So my thesis, the theme of my thesis is anime and Hennessy. If y'all know, let me talk to the viewers real quick. Y'all are writers, so y'all know what this means, but they might not. So I'm a graduate student. I'm getting my MFA in creative writing. When you do your thesis in creative writing, basically, if you're in fiction, you're writing a novel or a short novel. If you're in nonfiction, you're basically doing the same thing, just nonfiction. But in poetry, you write a chapbook or a poetry collection. So my theme is anime and Hennessy, so it's all about anime and alcohol. and tying it to life. I only wrote one poem so far, but I have 3 years, so it's like straight. Like, they're not even asking about my thesis yet. But I'm, you know, I'm proactive. New, so, of course, ahead of the game. So I wrote, we're going to read it.
Read it.
Live.
I want to hear it.
Off the dome.
Yes, sir. It don't even have a fucking name yet. But
so
I wrote
as
one.
Listening, if you can come up with a name for his piece, feel free to drop it in the chat. Let us know.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. You ready?
We ready.
Ready.
All right. Imagination moves me, or maybe your animation soothes me. Takes me beyond the here and now to where fantasy meets reality struggles, and I de-stress as I watch your attention increase. Random portals equivalent to crosswalks where trucks never have proper braking systems, but a hero was always present, whether seen as such previously. Were you ordinary, extraordinary, or bottom of the barrel scrapings? Bullied for being yourself now, cream of the crop as your potential awakens in this unfamiliar scene. Magic, swords, beasts surrounding your newfound situation, a product of summoning or reincarnation bestowed with blessings of multiple gods or other world system cheats. But these abilities come with responsibility. Save the world, young hero. The demon lord must be defeated, so we'll tempt you to become a person so far out of reach because we can't handle our problems. We'll disrupt your life, trample you with our issues, tell you to gain experience through adventures. The power of friendship shall keep you at peace. I lied. Your story triggers me. Once you're done, they'll tell you leave. The manipulation obvious, but let's be honest a sec, Ai. Nevertheless, I remain, for I came to watch you level up with ease. Your MC is so OP.
Wow. That. Very good, sir. Very
good. Fucking with it?
I like that. I like
that.
That
might be a good way to. That would be a good way to just end it right
Yo,
now.
Yo, that's hey, I can't see that. I got nothing else after that. I'm nothing. That was legit, bro. When you said where trucks stop, where stop signs Yo, have no saying? Trucks with okay, brakes, I started
I'm
dying, bro.
Random portals equivalent to crosswalks where trucks never have proper braking right. systems. But they're always
nah, the someone clipped that whole
truck
clip that
coon, yo.
Yo, truck coon. I was explaining it to my teacher because I was talking to her about it and shit. And she was like, she don't know nothing about anime and shit.
Right.
And I'm like, no, he has a name. His name is Truck Coon, bro. I was like, you don't understand. It's literally every second. Either
yes.
you get summoned because
you get stabbed, summoned, or
you
hit by truck.
You get summoned because they looking for a hero. You get stabbed.
Yep.
Or you get hit by this truck. I was like, it's so bad. Motherfuckers made spoofs where the truck come and hit you in your house because it's Truck Coon and he looking for you, bro.
Yo, that would be a whole anime series. I would love to be like, I got reincarnated as a truck. Pause.
Coon,
and
bro.
That's who Truck Coon ends up being for real. Like,
bro, I need it. Anybody who know motherfuckers who make the animes, bro, pitch it.
Oh my god.
I got reincarnated as Truck Coon, bro.
Oh wow.
And the whole anime is gonna be this nigga. Every
trying not to hit people. Game. It's him trying not to hit people and hitting people.
And it's going. Every episode is a different hero, bro.
Yes.
Because these niggas is getting reincarnated.
Oh,
every time he hits somebody, they get reincarnated. So it's going to be like a quick flash that shows the world that the nigga goes to.
Yep.
And then it's going to go back to Truck Coon.
Just
another nigga. Just another nigga.
Wow. That is hilarious. I have, like Brad said, I have no other way to end the show after that. That right there takes the icing on the cake. Like,
oh, well, I'm on a good note on that one.
Right? Well, shoot. Flip. We will catch up with y'all
and
later.
And clip that, post it on the page.
Right. Right. I'm going to need everybody.
You know we made it.
Huh?
I say, that's when you know we made it. When our fans start clipping shit from our podcast.
Right.
Without us saying clip that.
Right. But yeah, I hope y'all enjoy y'all week. We will be back next week. I'm going to try to make sure we do something tomorrow. I'm going to start doing some more study sessions. So Pomodoro studies. live. And then we'll have them up on YouTube afterwards as well for you all to use on your own. So I'm going to start doing some more of those just so we can get some work done. And, you know, got to manage time appropriately. But we like kicking it with y'all too. So so we'll do that. Like I said, I'm going to try to stream tomorrow afternoon. I may not. This weekend's kind of booked. It is the wifey's birthday weekend. So I may or may not
have fun.
Get the rest of them. Yeah, yeah. And it's Halloween weekend, so I'm like, yay, great, lovely. Got all this stuff to do. So,
oh, yeah, this is Halloween weekend. You're right. Yeah. It's next weekend.
I know. I'm sure you got still plenty to do with it being Halloween weekend, bro. I know who you live with.
You see, man, what I've been playing on my Twitch lately. You see what I've been playing.
Yeah, I do, yeah. So, but, yo, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all swinging by. And we will catch up with y'all later. There will be some more things coming out on YouTube, so keep an eye out on the YouTube channel. Like I said, we're going to do that. A couple of things about the studios. We're going to do, there's a new series I've started on YouTube about voice actors and the characters that they voice. Ooh. So I've got I got one video out about them right now. I'll be doing some more, so you all get some ideas about that. But yeah, we are out.